Thank you. Judy will now come share our scripture with us.
Scriptures from John 6, verses 16 to 21. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "I am. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going.
A few thoughts. This short story comes in both Matthew, Mark, and John's Gospel. And it comes right after Jesus has fed 5,000 plus. We know it says 5,000 men, so people wonder, does that mean 5,000 men only? And there were also women and children. At least 5,000 had been fed. And the crowd was so excited that they wanted to force him to be king. And Jesus fled. He went up the mountain to pray, to get away from their demands. And his disciples took a boat back across the Sea of Galilee from where they were on the far side back to Capernaum. And a strong wind came up. The Sea of Galilee is prone to this. Recently, we visited friends in Cleveland for a couple days, and Lake Erie is also quite prone to this, you may know. It was interesting the second day, because it's relatively shallow in Lake Erie, when the winds pick up at all, the waves pick up quickly, and they can be quite impressive. And our friends live where they literally look right out at the lake. And watching those waves is something. Lake Erie has a lot of shipwrecks buried under the waters because it's so prone to that. So perhaps for the same reasons, I didn't do all the research, but I do know the Sea of Galilee has a lot of storms. It has winds, and this was one of those evenings. So the disciples have been fighting this wind. Have you ever tried to paddle or row into a strong wind? Anybody know what that feels like? Years ago, Bill and I made the mistake of taking Anna and Luke, who were quite young, out in canoes on the St. John's River in Florida. We were doing great, but the wind started picking up, and when we started trying to head back, it was downright scary, trying to figure out how you're going to get. We ended up readjusting, putting Luke with Bill, because I needed what help 8-year-old Anna could give me, and we also tacked back and forth all along the edges for a very long time to finally make our way back. So these disciples, strong men, several of them experienced fishermen used to the sea, had been battling against that wind for 3 or 4 miles. And by this time, the story says it was night, it was dark, the wind still blowing. Probably they weren't quite sure which way they needed to be going at that point. And suddenly they saw Jesus walking toward them on the water. And they were terrified. Now, don't get bogged down in your 21st century. Did that happen? How did that happen? Take it however you need to take it. But don't get bogged down there. Take it as a metaphor. Take it as a story. Take it as literally true. Whatever works for you, don't miss the point. The point is, in the middle of this storm, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. The usual translation of what Jesus says in response to their fear has been, "It is I, don't be afraid." As in, "It's me, guys. I'm not a ghost. I'm not some figment of your imagination and your exhaustion. It's me." But the Greek can be translated just as correctly, "I am." And some recent translations have it this way instead. And I found that very striking this week. Because somehow for me, "I am" captures a different, deeper meaning. I am was the way God identified God's self to Moses in the burning bush. I am is the root of that Hebrew word for God's name that we say as Yahweh or Jehovah, but a good observant Jew would never say at all because it is too holy. I am is about the essence of who God is, God as being itself. Throughout John's Gospels, again and again, Jesus makes I am claims. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. But here in the middle of this storm, Jesus simply says, I am. So don't be afraid. Jesus the Christ reveals to them, to us, the God who comes to us in the storms of our lives. Jesus may not calm our storm. That's a different story. And I think that's much more rare. There are those moments when the peace be still comes and everything calms down. Those moments may happen. But always, always, Jesus the Christ shows us that God comes to us, God is with us, God does not leave us alone in the storms of our lives. Valentine Thunberg writes that in this small story, the whole of the gospel, the good news, is contained. The entire purpose of God revealed to us in Christ Jesus. In this story, he says, we see his whole work, his sacrifice, his resurrection, and all that is implied by his promise, lo, I am with you always until the end of the world. The boat with his disciples is and will be, until the end of the world, the aim of the I am walking on the water. His centering in himself does not distance him from us, from the navigators on the agitated sea of history. It does not make him disappear into some calm sea of nirvana. On the contrary, his centering in himself entails that he walks always until the end of the world toward the boat with his disciples. In Christ, God is always coming toward us, always seeking us, always with us. Steve Garnas Holmes, whom I've been quoting a bit lately because I've been getting his weekly readings, puts it this way. The point is not that Jesus walks on water, whatever that means. The point is that he walks on difficulty. He walks through trouble. He walks even over impossibility. Where he walks is not a little lake, not a great ocean, but the world. Where the beloved will not, even in your direst storms, be remote, but will always be there, walking over it to you, serene, present, no matter where you are. It will never be hard for love to get to you. The point is not miraculous teleportation. It is that love will get you where you need to go. When you awake, even terrified, to the reality that the beloved is with you, you are where you were going. When you awake, to the reality that the beloved is with you, you are where you were going. There's a chant we use. We've used it a few times in worship. We use it regularly in Saturday evening prayer and in Thursday morning meditation. Be still and know that I am God. It's based on Psalm 46, but it could also come right from this story. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be still.